Hey everyone, hoping everyone is good, hoping everyone is great, hoping that you are in sound mind, that you are grounded, you're feeling good, you're feeling okay. I hope that in this moment you are journeying to the right side rather than the left, that in your journey you have learned so many things about yourself and that you want to do better and not slide. I hope someone gave you something that you can take with you and also give to someone else. Maybe a word, maybe a phrase, maybe some information that has helped you in your personal journey. Today, I just want us to sit. I have words for you, words in love, words in healing, words with compassion, words with grace. I just want to give it to you. These past couple of weeks for me has been up and down, and for many that I have spoken to, so much going on, good things. But I think that when things are presented to us, we lose track of time and we're off balance. And for me, I can personally say that life has been lifing so fast for me that I have not been able to balance out so quickly. And so I needed a moment to sit with myself and center myself and get back to me. And so this episode is just truly dedicated to each and every one of y'all, because I feel like we all need some words to get us through. I want you to know that you are abundantly blessed, that everything that you have been doing from this point up into your future has a meaning. You are worthy, and everything that you put inside of you will manifest into something great. I'm so proud of you for growing, taking the initiative to really separate the good from the bad. Maybe the things that you don't like about you, you are moving to the side and operating in a way where you want to see your best self in grace and love, in sufficiency. I'm so proud of you for letting go of people that meant you no good. I'm glad that you recognized it when you did. It doesn't matter how long it took you. I'm glad that you separated yourself and that you no longer feel pulled by people who made you feel small. I'm so proud of you for working on your worth, working on the meaning and what it means to you, and getting to a place where you define who you are and that you don't allow people to demean you or make you feel less than who you really are. I see your walk, baby. I see how you are maneuvering. I see how you're being actionable. I see how you're being intentional. I see how you are loving everything that God is giving you in this space. I hope that you are practicing gratitude. I hope that in the moments where you feel that nothing is coming your way, that you remember everything that you do contain and that you are grateful. Because one thing about gratefulness that we know is that if you are grateful for the small things, when the big things come, you know that you pivoted from a point of acceptance with grace and love and understanding that God really did give us everything that we needed at the time that was congruent to what could fit in our hands. If you're feeling empty, I want to fill your cup. I want you to know how beautiful you are, not just the outside, but the inside. Now you have good components in there. Maybe you didn't show up the way that you wanted to every single time, but guess what? Sometimes we have to reframe our mind and remember the positive over the negative, and you have so much inside of you. I want to remind you of your strength, how you have endured so much thus far, but you are still standing, even in the moments where you feel like you want to give up and cry. You want to get on your knees and just escape. Know that being present is just one step. You didn't give up. You didn't end it. And you're still on the path and the journey to move forward. I want to remind you that someone loves you. Someone cares. Someone sees you. In this moment where you feel depleted or unloved, do not push people away, especially the ones who really love and acknowledge and are checking up on you. Many times when we go into this place of isolation, when we feel less than or we feel drained, we isolate as a way to assure ourselves that nothing else on the outside is going to get in and bother us or make it worse. But I want you to allow, even if it's a crack, someone to penetrate and be there for you, because in moments of isolation, they do serve a purpose, but not ongoing to the point where you don't let anyone in. Because the bad part of that is that if you push people away too much, they may not come back. And people are definitely put in our lives for a reason. And it could be more than a season, a lifetime it is. So let's just be mindful when you are feeling down. I want to remind you that the reflection that you see in the mirror, not the external, but the internal, to constantly work on that. Make notations, make comments, make notes about who you are on this day. And then a month from later, make notations about the growth that you see. We are always evolving, never to go back, but to go forward. I want to remind you that you are doing the work and it's looking good on you. If you had to cry, cry, baby. Let the tears flow. Let them do as they do. It doesn't mean that you are weak. It doesn't mean that your moods are abnormal. Crying is really the soothing of the soul. We cry in anger, we cry in sadness, we cry in happiness. Do not allow yourself to stop something that is natural. It is healing when the tears flow, when they come from the eyes to your cheeks, down to your shirt. Baby, let it go. Let it be what it is, and be okay with the feeling of crying. I promise after a good cry, baby, you're going to feel all right. Did you tell yourself that you are smart today? Did you? I know it sounds crazy, but did you? Remind yourself of how smart you are, how intelligent you are, how quickly you are able to see things and pick up on things. Reassure yourself that you see yourself for who you really are. And let's not get in the notation of downing ourselves over and over again. To girlfriends, wives, boyfriends, and husbands, you are doing the work in that relationship. Listen, you are learning something about someone that is new every single day. In the midst of arguments and disagreements, hold your tone and hold your anger. There will be stuff that will be said that will hurt. But listen, let's take the mature route, okay? Let's take the mature route in a connection with someone that we say that we love. Let's mince our words so that it is not damning and demeaning. Because listen, words do hurt. I don't care what the sticks and stones thing says. The reality is, when you get some words from someone that you love, it really settles in the brain and the heart. And sometimes it seems unforgivable. So before you go there in that disagreement, quiet yourself and think before you speak. Mothers and fathers, it's hard out here. These kids are ever changing. They are showing us some things that we didn't know about raising children. But let's be reminded of what we are and how we were. Let's not be too hard on our children. Let's have the type of conversations that may be uncomfortable but needed so that they can grow as well. You know, we teach our children to be independent and think solely for themselves. But if we are not equipping them and not allowing them to be themselves, they will be stagnant and won't come to us. So mom, dad, let's practice love, generosity, grace, understanding. You may not like it, but it is what it is. And how beautiful it is that your child can come to you and tell you everything that's going on. And even if you have to move them a little bit, out of what they feel or perceive of the attitude that you may have afterwards, let them know that they are in your beautiful grace and that they can come to you about anything. Baby, if you are low on money, low on cash, I want you to do this for me. I believe in the power of prayer, and I believe in intentional prayer. I want you to pray a prayer for 7 days, whatever it is, and be intentional, and also be real about what it is that you need God to assist you with. But I also want you to look at this too. Let's look inward when we are speaking about money. Let's look at our habits as well. Let's be honest. God already knows, but let's speak it out loud in that prayer. If you know that you are not great with money, reach out to God and say, God, help me to develop the skills to manage my money instead of mismanage. These are the things that I need for these reasons to get me back to where I need to go. And then just flow. The way that we connect with God should be on a spiritual level, but one that we are not afraid. He sees all anyway. Let me go back. I get in trouble most times when I refer to God as He. It's just an instantaneous thing that I do. But I don't want to give God a gender because we don't know. So God, speak to God in a way in which there is comfortableness there. For me, and I don't want to demean, but for me, that helps me is that I look at God as my best friend, and I speak to God just purely, openly, and I have those conversations. So if you are there in a monetary deficit, tell God exactly what you need with intention and bring focus into yourself as well, and maybe the ways in which you can change some things for you. Okay? If you are lacking love, there's a deficit there. You know what you're doing, huh? Someone made you feel that you weren't good enough. Maybe something that you told yourself. Maybe an experience that you had years ago or something recent. I want you to do this for me. Every single day, in the moment that you have, I want you to look in that mirror. And I want you to honestly pour into yourself. I don't care if pouring means that you have to cry through the words. But I want you to tell yourself, number one, how beautiful or handsome you are. How worthy you are to be standing and sitting or looking at your reflection. I want you to touch yourself in many ways. The hands, the arms, put your hand over your heart. Hug yourself. Love on yourself. Listen, the first person that we meet every single day is us. I want you to really pour. Say all of the positive things that you can say to you. Don't hold back. Many times it feels different to say something positive for us. It feels funny. We like to hear it from other people, but listen, sometimes you have to put that in you. I'm gonna give you something to say. All right, you ready? Take note of this and write this down. I'm not perfect, but I'm good. I am loved and I can give plenty. I may have lost my way, but I'm on a journey to finding it. I am more than enough and this reflection tells me so. They may have beaten me down, but God will raise me up. I have so much to live for and I have so much to fight for. I will vow to show up for myself in love. I will speak life into myself every single day. I believe in my growth and my power. I'm perfectly made and aligned with purpose. I am me. Stay in your power and stay in your peace. Do not allow anyone to take you there. The question is often asked, well, how do I get to a point of peace anyway? How do I find that peace that you speak about? Well, listen, let me tell you something. Let me give you a little clue on psychology, okay? Okay. Watch a person's behavior. Many people are used to toxicity. So therefore, in order for it to be toxic, they have to get it back from you. Nothing keeps an argumentative person going more than having someone to argue with. When someone is negative, nothing keeps them going in their negativity more than someone who vouches for their negativity. Sometimes silence is the best thing. And listen, this is a practice. I know it's difficult for a lot of people because the mind says, they snap, I'm going to snap back. They say something, oh, I'm going to get with them. We're going to be equal when it comes to this whole thing. But you have the power to really cut a lot of people off in the midst of that situation where they really be looking dumb and funny. After you have no reaction, you walk off or you don't say anything at all because they're looking real sad and stupid. And that's just the reality of it. So when I say stay in your peace with people, their actions are immature, displeasurable, negative. Leave them where they are. You do not have to stoop down to their level. Do you know how much energy it is to get angry at someone? All of that back and forth. You done got a headache. You done got pissed off for the day. Doesn't really matter. But listen, I'll say this as well. You have to pick your poison. Sometimes people just need to be, told off, cussed out a little bit, and then you go about your business. One of the biggest things, though, is having a big old cussing out, a final cussing out, finality. Telling the person how you feel and then walking away and leaving them where they are. And that's it. After you say what you need to say, there's nothing more to say. Leave people where they are. And you stay in your peace. They hate it there. I want you to take a moment to plan out something that you want to do. Whether it is 2 or 3 weeks from now, a month, maybe some months away. I want you to have a getaway, something that you enjoy, and work towards that goal. Sometimes, in the process of life, we do everything by schedule. Needs have to be met from different people. We have to ensure that the job is completed at our personal jobs, that our children are taken care of, that our mates are being seen about. If you have parents that you're taking care of or brothers and sisters, you are really giving your energy to a lot of things and not putting it back in you. So I want you to journal and write down some things that you want to do that makes you feel good, that brings you pleasure. And I want you to initiate and go to it. Give yourself some time to just digress, be in peace with yourself, and just be good. You deserve it. It is when we are wrapped in life with no breaks, all go, no stop, where we are really off balance and we realize that life be life and more than we want it to. And we find ourselves in places where we feel stuck, depressed, sad, and unaligned. You're doing a good job. I can't tell you that enough. You are doing a good job. You are working. You are maintaining. You are building. Even if you don't think that on the outside that things are showing up the way that you perceived it or imagined it to be, I promise the process is good and it looks really good on you. Do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. Stay where you are, but evolve. Don't go back. Going back is easy. Going forward is the hard part. It's when you have crossed certain destinations moving forward that you know you was built for this. I want you to stay there and keep evolving, moving forward. Like I said in the beginning, I want you to go to the right. The left ain't got nothing for you. Go to the right, and that is with your business or your job. That is with people or relationships, your friendships, anything that coexists in your circle. I want you to evolve and ensure that you are getting what you deserve out of everything. Last but not least, I'll leave you with this. I want to tell you that in the fight of life, sometimes you will lose. Certain situations will make you feel like a failure. Things that you fought so hard to have and fought so hard to obtain, it may not come when you want it. And it feels like a great loss and defeat for you. But here's something that I learned, and I reiterate this time and time again. Sometimes what we want and we see as defeat or a loss, was at a time where we needed it most to grow and accept what is when it comes to us and situations. Life is not going to always give us what we want in our own timing. Time is not congruent to what we perceive and what we want. I truly, truly feel what is warranted for us aligns with the time that is congruent to which God says, go. There are many lessons to be learned in the silence when we are waiting for something to envelop. It's almost like, women took a pregnancy test and you got that time in between and you're trying to figure out yes, no, maybe, mm-mm, and you all jitters. You had to wait. There is a waiting time for you to understand what the result was. It was either yay or nay. That yay or nay either made you happy or sad, but in that moment of waiting, something had to happen to determine your fate. And that's the same thing with life and the things that we think that we want or that we perceive as a loss. There is always that in between that sets us up for more understanding. So you didn't really lose what you didn't have. Remember that. I'm going to say it again. You didn't really lose what you didn't have. You wanted it real bad. But maybe God was preventing something from happening at a moment that you thought you could handle it and you couldn't. People, things, places. Come on now. And last but definitely not least, I know I said the other thing was the last thing, but I got one more thing. Important. Listen, we need to learn this. Men, women, before you can love anyone else, you have to know how to love yourself. And I want us to practice loving us through and through, unwaveringly. Okay? Loving ourselves through and through before we employ, pull into, try to manage a love for someone else. Because I'll say this again and again. The deficits that we have within ourselves, we want to have from other people. And we expect other people to fill our voids. And many times it doesn't work out that way. So before you go into something deep with someone, make sure that you love yourself entirely. Because that totality of love will prevent you from loving yourself less with someone who doesn't show up the way that you need them to be. Okay? All right. Just a reminder. I love y'all. Y'all be safe. Y'all stay grounded. Remember where your peace resides. Okay? I'm gonna say that again. Remember where your peace resides. Do not fall off of your square. Stand upright and know exactly who you are. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with me. Again, if you want to assist with the podcast, you can give a one-time donation or a monthly donation to the podcast. And if you know you just love what you love, make sure that you leave me a comment. You can do so with, I believe, the Apple Podcast and Spotify. I don't know of any other, but leave me something. Or if you want to email me, you can do that as well. SeasonDialogue@gmail.com. All right. Okay. Love always. Lisa Marie.
Thank you.